That's you know, Oregon is really a great homegrown story of remarkable enterprise.
You know, I think everybody's feeling the stress of meeting the need.
I went to University of Oregon for political science, and what do you do with a political science degree? You start a business.
There you go.
Here we are. There you go.
Hi, this is Dr. Bud Pierce, and welcome to Oregon Crossroads. And again, let me start off by saying that I'm speaking on my behalf. And I'm a member of, obviously, medical organizations, but I don't speak on their behalf. And today we're going to be speaking about, again, a non-medical issue. I'm going to entitle this Rights and Responsibilities. It is appropriate for me to wear my white coat because I'm a practicing doctor. I'm practicing 70 to 90 hours a week. I see all of life through a practicing physician's lens. And you need to know that. That's true about who I am and what I am. So today I'd like to briefly talk about rights and responsibilities, because I think if we focus on responsibilities, we'll do a lot better with our rights, because one does not go without the other. So right now we're in a period of turmoil, and a lot of people are saying and pointing out they have rights. 100% agree. But with rights comes responsibilities. So you have the right to free speech. And you have the responsibility to make sure that your free speech does not tear down or destroy another person or an institution, unless you're at war with them. Sometimes we use language in wartime to literally do that, but in a civil society where we are talking about interacting and living and trying to make positive change, you have the absolute right to say things, but your responsibility is not to destroy people or organizations by the way that you act and behave. That's a misuse of your right. We have the right to protest, to get out on the street, to march, and to do such. It is your responsibility when you're part of that to make sure that riots don't occur, that mayhem doesn't occur. You have the absolute right to go out and protest and request change and enact change. You have the responsibility to do all you can to make sure that that does not turn into mayhem and riots. You have the right to bear arms, to have the weaponry that you believe is important to protecting you, your own personage, or for sport. That is your right, your constitutional right. You have the responsibility to do all you can to ensure that innocents don't die through your ability to bear arms, to protect the innocent. So again, the right to bear arms comes with the responsibility to make it as safe as possible and to do all that you can do. You have the right in our free society with a locally controlled economy to go out there and to make as much money as you can if you want to. If that's your thing, if money's your thing, you have the absolute right to be as rich and prosperous as you can be. And you have the responsibility to do all that you can to ensure that the least of the people, the ones at the bottom, have good lives, a satisfactory life. So you can be way up here, but the floor has to come up. And it's your job and your responsibility to do all you can to make that happen. So the next time that you think about, this is my right, And you have rights, and I agree with your rights. I agree with every one of your legal rights. Those are great. Think about what is your responsibility so that that right doesn't trample on others. So this is Bud Pierce. Think about this today, and thanks for listening to Oregon Crossroads.